Hey friends, welcome back to the Truth Be Told podcast. My name is Alexis Monet Howe, if we have not met before, and I'm so excited to have a quick conversation with you today. I really just want to encourage you with what has encouraged me earlier today, and that is where you are is exactly where the Lord wants you to be, and those little things that you have accomplished today, they matter just as much as the big things. I really want to encourage the person who feels like they have missed the mark, the one who feels like they've set out to do big things, but they don't feel like they're anywhere closer to the big goals they've set because there's so many minor details that they've got to walk through first. Can I let you know that where you are is significant? What you're doing matters. And even though you have these big goals, big amazing goals that you have set to do, they take small steps in order to accomplish those things. And I know if you're anything like me, you are a 0 to 100 type person, meaning I want to get from A to Z now. Forget B through Y. I want to get from A to Z. Now, I just want to encourage you and encourage myself that the little tasks that you have, the things that seem mundane, they have great meaning attached to them. There is great significance with those situations. And though it may not seem like it in the time, I hope that you and I will take a step back and appreciate and be grateful for the little things that we get to accomplish along the way of getting to our bigger goal. I really want to encourage you with a phrase that I've heard for a few years now, and it is do the next right thing. Just do the next right thing. What does that look like for you? Does that look like lighting a candle in your home and just smelling the beautiful fragrance coming from the candle? Is it opening the blinds so that you can let the light in? Is it playing some worship music so that the atmosphere around you is changed by words that glorify the Father? Is it, what is it for you? Making these small changes in your day make huge impacts. I truly believe that. And for me, I actually just wash dishes. That is a huge impact for me because the kitchen is clean. Or I have this scent that goes along in this room that makes me feel happy. And I put that in here. And there are things that we do that may seem minor, but they make significant impact and they have great meaning attached to it. And I just don't want you to miss it and being frustrated on the big goals that haven't been accomplished yet. Those goals will come if it's in the Lord's will, but I do know that where you are is where the Lord wants you to be. And the little things, quote unquote, little things that you are enduring right now, they matter. They matter. So, if you're like me and you want to do some great things in your day, if you're ready to check off all the to-do lists, like I have a to-do list of the things that I want to do today. And on top of the to-do list, the original to-do list are additional tasks. And on top of those tasks are another additional set of tasks. And it can seem overwhelming that I'll never get these things done today. And I probably won't. And you probably won't get those things that you have set out to do today. And that is okay. Give yourself grace. Enjoy the day. Do some of the things that make you happy that I mentioned earlier, whether it's lighting a candle or opening a blind or playing worship music. Let's not get so overwhelmed on what we cannot accomplish that we miss the things that we get to be a part of. We get to go to God and have a relationship with Him. We get to listen to worship music. We get to talk to our coworkers. We get to make snacks for our kids. We get to do these things, and these things matter. These things have meaning. And so if I don't accomplish all the things on my to-do list, what I am experiencing is good. And there is grace for you. There is grace for your day. There is grace for your energy. There is grace for you. So if you feel like you've missed the mark, it's okay. You can aim at it again tomorrow, but don't miss the things that maybe you didn't even think that you would experience today. Don't miss them because they're beautiful to give yourself grace. Go to God, tell him how you're feeling, give him your emotions, spend time with him, enjoy the people around you, enjoy the day that you're living in, whether it's sunny or rainy, whether you're anxious or feeling at peace, whatever you are feeling, experiencing, would you just be grateful and step into gratitude a little bit more? I promise that when we begin to share what we're grateful for, the problems that we're in, they get a little bit smaller, and we are then reminded and our perspective is shifted that I cannot do these things. I need God to give me the energy, and I need God to give me his presence to accomplish the things that he has set before me, because only God can accomplish the things that he has planned for us. And so I just pray that you would give yourself grace and not lean so much into your own strength, but that you would lean into the Lord and just know that today is a good day to have a good day. This moment is a great moment to have a great moment, and there is grace for you. And any lie or frustration or defeat that you may be experiencing right now, I pray that you would find the courage to replace what is negative, what is not of the Lord, with the truth of the Lord. And I hope that you fill your day with his word, his worship songs that glorify him, and whatever else helps you have a great day. I hope this makes sense. I really just wanted to come up here very quickly to share that with you. Just do the next right thing. Those to-do lists, those tasks, don't let them overwhelm you to the point that you feel like you can't make it, that you are insignificant, that you can't measure up, that you've missed the mark. Those things are not who you are. Who you are is a person that is designed to do great things by the God above. Every good gift comes from above. It comes from the palms of the Father into your life. And so if you're wanting to do great things, I need you to connect with a great God and take him at his word, invite him into your life, and have a great rest of your day. Bye, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Truth Be Told podcast. I hope it's been an encouragement to you, and that you've had a moment to laugh, a moment to learn about the Lord, and have this newfound fire for Christ and to pursue him in the path that he has specifically for you. I'm excited for the journey that the Lord has for you, and I'm so thankful to be able to talk to you each and every episode. If you have not already gotten your copy of my book, Dear Broken Girl, you can head over to Amazon and get it there. When you get your copy, please be sure to leave a review on Amazon and share any of your thoughts with me on my Instagram account at Dear Broken Girl or Facebook account at Dear Broken Girl as well. I would love to see your thoughts on Dear Broken Girl. And so Dear Broken Girl is written to teach and remind you of your worth in Jesus. So please be sure to get yourself a copy, your mama a copy, your friend, family, or even a stranger, so that we can all be encouraged and be reminded and even taught who we are in the Lord. Also, I want to tell you about my Facebook ministry, Lava Lexi Howell, which is a place for me to sit down with special guests ranging from 16 to 60s or even older or even younger. And we talk about Jesus and where they are, what they're learning from the Lord, who the Lord is to them in their season of life. It's an amazing conversation that I want you to be a part of. So head over to Facebook and search for Live with Lexi Howell. Be sure to like the page, share the content, let your friends know that this is a conversation for them. Speaking of liking and sharing, be sure to subscribe to the Truth Be Told podcast on YouTube, podcasts that you listen to. Be sure to follow me at Dear Broken Girl on Instagram, on Facebook, and even on Facebook, my personal page, Alexis M. Howell, where you can see all the weekly and even daily encouragement that we have for you, so that you can learn more about Jesus, that you can grow in him, and that you can live for him. It's all the tools, the tips, the tricks, the study tips that you need to grow in your faith with him. So that is what I have for you guys. But before I let you go, can I pray over you?
Father, I am so thankful for your son and daughter that's listening to my voice right now. I pray that you would bless them, that you would give them peace, that you would have your favor over their life, that you would use them for your glory, that every pain that they have experienced, would you use it for the purpose to which you have called them to. May each and every conversation that we have in these episodes be an encouragement to them, and may they go out in their different spaces and places to proclaim your truth, to know their identity in you, and to remind other people of just how good you are. I ask for your guidance over their life, over clarity over their life, and everything else, God, that they are in need of. I pray that you would provide for them with your presence. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.